Washington Square by Henry James. Chapter 1. Dr. Sloper. During the first half of the 19th century, a very distinguished physician lived in the city of New York. Dr. Austin Sloper had acquired an impeccable reputation as a doctor, because he was not only intelligent, honest, and skilled, but he also knew how to please his patients. Every patient received a long, detailed explanation about the ailment, accompanied by an illegible prescription. His patients considered him the cleverest doctor in the country. At the time that we are concerned with him, Dr. Sloper was 50 years old and was an influential part of the best society of New York City. His wit, intelligence, and brilliant conversation made him the center of attention at all fashionable parties. In 1820, he had had the good fortune of falling in love with and marrying Catherine Harrington, a very charming and beautiful heiress. She had a fortune of $10,000 a year, but Austin Sloper was completely indifferent to this fact. His goal in life was to become a successful physician and to acquire a lot of professional experience. He was very fond of his profession and worked diligently to achieve his goal. Part of his professional experience, however, was quite unwelcome. His first child, a little boy of extraordinary promise, died at the age of 3. Neither the mother's love nor the father's science saved him. 2 years later, Mrs. Sloper had a second child, a little girl. The fact that the child was a girl and not a boy greatly disappointed the doctor. It had been his dream to make an admirable man out of the little boy. But then something worse happened. A week after the child's birth, the young wife fell ill and died, leaving Dr. Sloper alone with the little girl, whom he named Catherine, after her mother. For a man whose profession was to keep people alive, Dr. Sloper had failed with his own family. However, no one criticized him but himself. He blamed himself and bore the weight of this blame all his life. Catherine grew up to be a robust, healthy child, and Dr. Sloper had no fear of losing her. When Catherine was about 10 years old, Dr. Sloper invited his sister, Mrs. Lavinia Penniman, to stay with him. He had two sisters who had both married early in life. The younger one, Mrs. Elizabeth Almond, was the wife of a prosperous merchant and the mother of a large family. Mrs. Almond was an attractive, reasonable woman. The doctor preferred her to his other sister, Lavinia, who had married a poor and sickly clergyman. The clergyman had died at the age of 33, leaving Lavinia without children and without fortune. Dr. Sloper had not invited his sister to live with him forever. He had suggested that she look for lodgings while she stayed with him. It is uncertain whether Mrs. Penniman ever looked for lodgings, but it is certain that she never found them. Mrs. Penniman settled with her brother and never went away. After 6 months, Dr. Sloper accepted the fact. She explained to everyone, except Dr. Sloper, that she was in charge of Catherine's education. His opinion of women in general was not high, and he felt his sister did not possess any intellectual gifts. In his life, the doctor had admired only one woman, his wife. He was always extremely polite to Lavinia, but he never discussed anything of importance with her. Once, when Catherine was about 12 years old, he had said to her,
"Try and make a clever woman out of her, Lavinia. I should like her to be a clever woman."
Mrs. Penniman looked at him thoughtfully and said,
"My dear Austin, do you think it is better to be clever than to be good?"
"Good for what?"
asked the doctor.
"You are good for nothing unless you are clever. Of course, I wish Catherine to be good, but she will not be a better person if she is a fool.
Mrs. Penniman was a tall, thin, fair woman with a pleasant disposition. She was romantic and sentimental, with a passion for little secrets and mysteries. She had never had a lover, but dreamed of having one and writing to him. Her brother, who was very astute, could read her thoughts, and said to himself,
"When Catherine is about 17 years old, Lavinia will try and persuade her that some young man with a mustache is in love with her. It will be quite untrue. No young man, with or without a mustache, will ever be in love with Catherine. Fortunately, Catherine isn't a romantic person."
Catherine was healthy, well-built, and large. She completely lacked her mother's beauty, her father's intelligence, and was definitely not clever. She was not ugly. She simply had a plain, dull aspect with her brown hair, thick features, and small, quiet eyes. Catherine was extremely fond of her father and very much afraid of him. She was a good, docile, obedient, and affectionate daughter, whose deepest desire and greatest happiness was to please her father. Although Catherine never knew it, she was a total disappointment for Dr. Sloper, who would have liked a daughter to be proud of. There was nothing to be ashamed of in poor Catherine, but this was not enough for the doctor, who was a proud man. She was neither pretty, elegant, nor charming, and by the age of 18, Mrs. Penniman had not succeeded in making her a clever woman. At social events, she was very quiet and insignificant. She was never the center of attention. The kinder friends of Dr. Sloper described Catherine as ladylike and polite. The more rigorous ones simply said she was dull, plain, and irresponsive. However, no one knew that she was shy, uncomfortably, painfully shy. As the years passed, Dr. Sloper, who was a philosopher, got used to his disappointment.
"I expect nothing from her,"
he said to himself.
"If she gives me a surprise, I will be happy. If she doesn't, I will not lose anything."